Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 133, entitled The Kingdom and the Thousand-Year Reign. When the complex life we live becomes too intense and our frustration with life on earth rises to high levels, we, as men of all ages, speculate about the end. We're living in such a time. Good people are investing enormous energy in many ways on prophecy and on specific predictions of the immediate end of the world. The state of the kingdom, which is the same as the church, finds various views of millennial theories becoming increasingly popular. We shall not labor the point overly much that the church and the kingdom are one and the same thing. We would ask you to read the following passages, which point this up so vividly. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Revelation chapter 20 is central to the millennial controversy, and is perhaps the most disputed text in the Bible. This is the crucial paragraph. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had written on their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. In connection with this passage, please also read John chapter 11, verse 25. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, and chapter 3, verse 1. Also Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. The 1,000 years appears nowhere in the 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 31,173 verses of the Bible, except in this one passage, where it occurs 6 times in 6 consecutive verses. It is not solid Bible study to build an entire system of beliefs about the end of the world and the status of the kingdom on such a highly symbolic passage, more especially when that interpretation conflicts with other plain passages of Scripture. In a book that is highly symbolic, we face certain difficulties accepting a theory of a 1,000-year reign of Jesus on earth when we consider the total view of the book. There are some things not mentioned in this chapter. First, it does not mention the second coming of Christ. Second, it does not mention a reign on earth. Third, this passage does not mention a bodily resurrection. Fourth, it does not mention Christ on earth. And fifth, it does not mention us. It says they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The passage speaks of they, that is, the souls of them who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. In an earlier chapter of this same book of Revelation, in chapter 6, in verses 9 to 11, the picture is of the souls of martyrs who have been slain for the word of God under an altar, crying for vengeance. Here the martyrs are on thrones. God's inevitable judgment has come. The victory came in the spirit world. God assured their victory. The passage also mentions the first resurrection, which is in contrast with the second death. The point is not that the righteous are raised 1,000 years before the wicked for a physical reign on earth, but that the cause of Christ, for which the martyrs died, is triumphant. Evil is not forever on the throne. God has overcome.
The message